Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about the great Sanhedrin that was composed of 71 Dayanim judges. Mishnah says, En Danin lo tashevet, we don't judge a tribe that's accused of being of de avodah zarah, of idol worship. Velo et nevi hasheker, also a false prophet, somebody who claims to be receiving prophecy from Hashem, but he's lying, he never received any prophecy. Velo et kohen gadol, nor do we judge a kohen gadol who was accused of doing something that he's hayav mitafor, that he's supposed to be put to death for. All of these three cases, Ela al pi bedin shel shivim ve'had, except by a bedin, a court of 71 people by the great Sanhedrin. In all of these cases, they're hayav mitah. So, like we said in the previous Mishnah, really technically it should be a bedin of 23 dealing with them. But we say that these are the three exceptions to the rule because of the way the Pisukim learn it out, that a bedin of 23 would not be enough. Rather, you need a bedin of 71 to deal with an entire tribe that was worshipping Avodah Zarah, to deal with a Nevi Sheker, a false prophet, or a Kohen Gadol who did something that he should be put to death for. Ve'en motzi'in lemilchemet hareshut, ela al pi bedin shel shiv'im ve'ehad. We do not go out to fight a non-obligatory war unless we have the Bet Din of 71, the great Sanhedrin, telling us to. There are three types of obligatory wars that you have to go to when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Number one, capturing Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua and destroying the seven nations that lived there was obligatory. Number two is to fight Amalek. Timche et zecher Amalek. Erase the name of Amalek. That's an obligation. And then third is anytime the Jewish people are attacked, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to fight back. Any other war is considered to be a milchemet reshut, a non-obligatory war, and you need the bet din of 71, the Sanhedrin, telling you you can go fight that war. En mosifin al ha'ir, you're not allowed to increase the size of Yerushalayim, ve'al ha'azarot, or the size of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, Ela al pi bet din shel shivim ve'ehad, unless you have the approval of the bet din of 71 of the great Sanhedrin. The city of Yerushalayim and the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, which is holier than Yerushalayim, can only be expanded by the approval of the great Sanhedrin, which has the ability to make something holy. It can give added areas the sanctity that they need. En osin Sanhedriot l'shvatim, Ela al pi bet din shel shivim ve'ehad. We do not appoint smaller courts of 23 judges for different tribes of Bnei Israel, except according to the approval of the great Sanhedrin. The Torah tells us that every town and every tribe of the Jewish people needs a court, but the Sanhedrin is the one who's obligated to create those courts in all of those different places. En osin ir hanidahat ela al pi bedin shel shivim ve'ehad. We do not make a ir hanidahat. Ir hanidahat is a town that has to be destroyed because most of the people there worshipped avodah zarah. So we don't declare something to be an ir hanidahat except according to the rule of the bet din of the Sanhedrin of 71. The people who actually committed avodah zarah are killed by a sword, and the rest of the town is destroyed, and you can never go inhabit that land anymore. It's finished. Now that we mentioned the Ir HaNidahat, we'll talk about two other laws about that town. Ve'en osin Ir HaNidahat ba'sefar. We don't make a Ir HaNidahat if it's on the border of Eretz Yisrael in another country, because if we destroy that town on the border, it's going to make us not have that buffer that we need to prevent enemy attacks. If most of the people are in that side of that border, in that town, were worshippers of Avodah Zarah, we don't destroy the whole town, we just give those people the death penalty for committing Avodah Zarah. Ve'lo shalosh, we also don't designate three towns that are very close to each other as in Ir HaNidahat, because if we destroy so many towns in a row, then it looks very bad for Eretz Israel, that parts of Israel are without people and they're desolate and there's no one taking care of them. Avalosin ahat oshtayim, but we're allowed to make one or two towns in Ir HaNidahat, even if they're very close to each other.